This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump continues to speak out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. In a CBS interview, he was asked if he agrees with the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community.
And I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Mr. Trump said Moscow continues to be a threat to the electoral process. His White House spokesperson said as much during a Wednesday briefing.
We certainly believe that we are taking steps to make sure they can't do it again, unlike previous administrations. This president is actually taking bold action and reform to make sure it doesn't happen again. But he does believe that they would target, certainly, U.S. elections again.
Earlier, Mr. Trump defended his get-tough approach toward Russia.
We're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
He said he told Mr. Putin in Helsinki Monday such interference will not be tolerated. Ethiopia's main airline Wednesday resumed commercial flights to Eritrea, the latest sign of normalized ties between the two former Horn of Africa enemies. Earlier, the two countries formally ended their border conflict. Israel's parliament has approved a controversial measure that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Critics say it will marginalize the country's Arab minority. The government insists it merely puts in law Israel's existing character. This is VOA News.